Vanderbilt, an 84-65 winner over Alabama Huntsville. We are joined in the locker room by the head coach of the Commodores, Coach Kevin Stallings. I know it's always good to win the exhibition games, but you try to get a lot of things out of them. Just kind of evaluate kind of your perspective on what you got out of this one.
Well, I thought, and it wasn't any surprise, but I thought we were incredibly nervous at the beginning of the game. And even AJ was nervous. And I mean, the first three times he touched the ball, he turned it over. And so once we got the nerves out, then I thought we kind of settled in and started playing. But it wasn't a lack of effort or a lack of intensity. We were just so tight about playing in front of people. And again, it's just the nature of having a young team. What did we get out of it? We got out playing against a very organized team, a team that's very, very well coached. And we had to be disciplined defensively, and we got beat backdoor a lot. Mm-hmm. In second half, they made a number of three-point shots. I think they made four in a row. But I thought some of them were contested overhands from deep. And so, if people are going to make three-point shots from way out there and we got a hand up, then they're just going to make them. But I was really pleased with our defensive intensity, even though we gave up shots, we made mistakes. You know, there's just going to be a plethora of mistakes when you take a team this young out there for the first time. But I think that, you know, the obvious thing is that there's a lot to work with there. Mm-hmm. We've got some quickness, we've got some length, we've got some physicality, we've got some shooting. Overall, I was happy with the way things went. And, you know, I was sitting there wondering when we would get off the snide there when we were down 9-0. But fortunately, we settled in and played, and then played pretty well from that point on.
You know, there was a point when it just seemed that it was, AJ said, okay, just pound it in here two or three times in a row. You kind of seemed to focus on that, and they didn't have an answer for that. You know, trying to man up with him, they did not have an answer.
Well, you know, the good thing about exhibition games, and this is something that we knew they were going to play man. Lenny and I talked. Lenny and I are good friends, and we talked about the game, and I knew they were going to play a little bit of zone, not much. I knew they were going to, and the purpose of an exhibition game is to get out of it what you hope to get out of it, and I think we both benefited. I think his team benefited by playing against us. We benefited by playing against them, and that's what you need out of an exhibition game. I'm happy that their kids came in here and played as hard as they did, because I thought they played really, really hard from start to finish, and they're very, very organized and well coached. And so, you know, it made our kids concentrate and really pay attention to what was going on, and that was really good for us.
Talk about some of these young guys that played for the first time. You see, Jeff, we were talking a moment ago, 16 points. Chingang, 5 for 5 from the field, and they were key elements at that time when you got off to that rough start. They were a couple of the key guys that got you going.
Well, I thought when Steve came in, he gave us a real shot in the arm. He made the three, made an inside bucket, and kind of got us going. And it was sort of like that was a statement to everybody else. Okay, it's okay for everybody else to make baskets too. And I thought play picked up then. But I thought Jeff was a lot better in the second half. Jeff's just a good player. I mean, he's a guy that can guard, and he's going to rebound for you, and he's going to get some points on the break for you. He can make shots, put on the floor a little bit. He's a good offensive rebounder. I mean, Jeff can score in a few different ways. So I think it was a good experience. You know, Brad had a tough night. Brad's been just shooting lights out at practice, and he had a tough night from the field. I thought Lance came in and gave us some good minutes. I thought Festus, as the game wore on, got a little better. He was probably the most nervous one when the game began. But I thought all the guys that came in helped us, and the guys that had never played here before in a game, I thought they all came in. You know, Charles Hinkle hit a three in the first half, and so I thought we got good, you know, good play out of everybody for the most part. Now, again, were we great? Nah, we weren't great. Were we completely sharp the whole time? No, but you're not going to be after, I think we've had 18 days of practice. And so I'm pleased with what happened tonight, both good and bad, because as I told our team, Now we have a lot more information to work with, a lot more things we can go back and work on and try to get better at.
And I was going to say, finally, your focus now, you got a week until the season opener against Morehead. How do you take this and translate it into what you get ready to prepare for?
Well, it's like I told the team after the game, this is a huge week for a number of reasons. One, because we're in preparation for now our first regular season game, but also because we have a number of guys that are very, very close to one another, whether it's a starting position or whether it's being the first sub off the bench at a position and being a regular part of the rotation or perhaps not being. And those things in practice this week, this will really be the last time for that to get sorted out unless we have a guy jump up in the game next weekend or the first few games and jump up and do something maybe that he hasn't been doing as much of in practice. So this is a big week for our team for a lot of reasons because we're a long way away from deciding what our rotation is really going to be. We've got an idea of you know, obviously AJ and Jermaine, but those other three spots, I mean, those are quite fluid and could be a lot of change in those for the time being.
All right, Coach, thanks.
All right.
We'll have more from the gym right after this.